So I've come over to where horses get their new shoes, so to speak, the farrier competition. James, tell us a little bit about what happens here.
So the guys get about an hour to do 1 foot on the horse. And in that, it's not there's a time aspect to it, but it's the best job they can do in that hour. They work as a team, two of them striking one each other, and yeah, it's the best job on the floor that can happen in that time period.
So tell us what sort of thing goes to their minds when they look at a horse's hoof for the first time.
So yeah, so basically when they take that shoe off the first time, they've got a ruler in their toolbox, and they'll look at the shape, measure the width and length, and come up with some sort of calculation of how much steel they want to cut for that foot. That's where the art and the skill sort of comes in, and how you dictate how steel stretches and morphs to what you need to be. So that's probably what goes through their head.
I was watching a little while ago and I noticed them getting a real pedicure here on the horses. Because the files are out.
Yeah, files out, nippers are out.
And we can hear in the background they got the forges running and they're actually making the shoes to fit.
Yeah, from scratch. So they get a flat bar stock and they'll, like I say, cut it, and they'll... There's all different types of shoes, from different like sections to milled to concave, but yeah, they're all here, and we've got apprentices all over the country coming here as well, as long with qualified competitors, so it's a good turnout. And then we've got about 40 odd people here today and tomorrow. So.
It is a real art doing this, but yeah. How do you judge a competition like this? It's so tight.
That's the hard thing. So it comes down to different factors of how the foot's been prepared and how the shoe fits the foot, how it's finished, and also they have to make a specimen shoe, and have nothing to do with the horse at the same time. So it's quite a lot of time management and juggling. But yeah, that's the judge's thing, not me, so I don't really have to think much about that.
I'm just looking along the horses here. They're so calm. They know what's happening.
Oh, yeah, like I say, we get our horses from Tandridge Riding School, and yeah, they have some fantastic horses there, and they could stand, I think they stand here for 5 hours with hay and water, and they don't batter an eyelid. Maybe when the hounds go past, but that's about it.
Now, working as a farrier is a pretty tough job. A lot of them are mobile.
Yeah, so we have all these people here will take their time from the weekend and then go back out on Tuesday, because it's a Sunday-Monday competition. So we'll be back out Tuesday in their van, shoeing all their rounds and horses. So yeah, it's a very physical, grueling job, but also the admin takes its toll.
I can imagine that. There must be some pride in it, actually displaying that rosette as a winner at the end of the competition.
Oh, 100%, and the prize money makes it better as well, so yeah.
As always.
Yeah. They have a bit of a ring in their pocket with the change.
Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a lovely weekend. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.